The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are heading for trouble, but we're not going to be in trouble when we get there. No, no, no. Quite the contrary. We believe we'll come out the victors in this one. That's because David Trainer is here and he can help us shoot down trouble. That's his job as our wingman here on Money Life. Now, David Trainer is uniquely qualified for that job because he runs New Constructs, which is a data firm that evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What makes a stock dangerous? Well, that is typically that when you look at it from the top down, it looks great. It's fine. Everything looks attractive.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, because when David digs in from the bottom up, he finds out that that's exactly the problem, that it's not as attractive as you might think it is, and that's why it is dangerous. Something that's attractive is typically something that, nah, at surface level, doesn't look very good. David finds out it's the other way around. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter, @newconstructs. And remember, they blog about their danger zone picks, so there's always more information if you want it there. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Ultimate Software Group.
Danger, danger.
The Ultimate Software Group. It is ticker symbol ULTI, and maybe it doesn't have an alibi. I'm trying to think of a little rhyming there. That's what came into my head right there is ULTI. So what is, if it has no alibi, what's wrong here that winds up having you pronounce this one as guilty?
Yeah, this is just a great example of a firm that's running on the hype of market share growth with no profits, expenses growing almost twice as fast as revenues, and that's expenses, right? So for every new dollar of revenue, they're spending almost $2 in G&A and sales and marketing. And so that sometimes can work, Chuck. Like if you can get enough market share, well then, at some point you get the profitability and, things work out well. Tends not to work in industries where there are large, very profitable incumbents already in place. And we look at the Ultimate Software Group, you've got Oracle, Paychex, ADP, all of whom have very high returns on capital, very high profit margins. We're talking 5-10 times higher margins than what the Ultimate Software Group has. So it's these big firms can afford to discount the product and still be profitable, while the Ultimate Software Group can't. So it's sort of like they're sprinting up an icy slope, and they're not making progress. And, of course, the problem is the stock market assumes that they're going to make it to the top of the hill when all the good upside effectively is priced in. And that's a big kind of hallmark of danger zone stocks. All the good news tends to already be priced in. And so we like to identify where those expectations seem really high compared to past performance. And so the risk-reward is just bad.
Well, if all of the good news is priced in, what winds up being the catalyst that is the bad news trigger that brings things back down to earth?
We think, it's an earnings miss. It's also dilutive activities. They've got a little over a year's worth of cash on the books. So they're burning around $100 million a year, and they've got about $100 million on the books. So they're either going to have to raise debt, which dilutes equity investors, sell more shares, which dilutes, again, today's investors, And so that's a catalyst, an earnings miss. The one thing we don't think is a catalyst here is the stupid money risk that we like to talk about, right? That's that someone's going to come in and pay a lot of money for them. And that's because you've already got large incumbents whose businesses are very successful and working. I mean, you know, between Oracle and Paychex, they don't need to buy somebody to get into this space. They're already there. So we don't really see a bailout for these guys. We just see a really expensive stock with really poor economics. We also see executive compensation that's paying the executives a lot of money for the performance that they're generating. And that's a big problem, right? I mean, my second job in this business was executive compensation consulting. And the first thing I learned was how to go to boards of directors and explain, whatever you do, don't pay executives based on accounting earnings, because you can grow accounting earnings while running the business in the ground. You can take that statement and multiply it by 10 when it comes to non-GAAP accounting earnings.
You talked about everything being fully priced in, which doesn't surprise anybody if you look at a stock where the forward PE is about 45. What should this stock be valued at?
I love talking about this. And you know, starting first with the expectations baked into the $194 share price today are that the company's going to achieve an 8% profit margin, highest it's ever achieved in its history, compared to 3% today, and grow profits by 30% for a decade. That's pretty crazy.
Yep.
If they can only get to 5%, which is the average margin of the last 5 years, and again, it's in decline, they still have to grow profits by 20% for the next decade, and the stock's only $64.
Wow.
That's what it's worth. If they do that, if they can get to their average margin and then grow at 20% for a decade, it's worth $64. So again, when I say the upside is priced in, it's priced in.
Yeah.
This thing is priced for stupid money risk or some company coming in, paying too much because they're not paying attention to economics. And we just see that happening a lot less these days. And we don't think there's a white knight out there. Who needs to get in this business when the behemoths are already, you know, firmly established?
Exactly. It is priced beyond perfection.
All I'm asking for is total perfection.
Yeah. Well, it would need more than total perfection, because if it's not there, it's cut by 60%. It's the ultimate software group, ULTI, the Danger Zone pick this week. David Trainer, thanks as always.
Great to be with you. Thank you, Chuck.
David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. You can get more information at New Constructs, Inc. on Twitter, @New Constructs.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.